Our scripture reading this evening is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, the first 12 verses. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. Here ends our scripture reading. Dear friends, John's Gospel begins with an outstanding description of the birth of Jesus Christ. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. But then, after these lofty words, the author appears to lose his focus a bit, because he suddenly changes the subject, and now suddenly he's talking about John the Baptist. And then he writes, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him." So John's account of the coming of Jesus begins with a reference to this wandering man shouting in the wilderness, calling the people to let go of their sinful ways and to make room for the child who was coming. For the Baptist, apparently, there was not so much of a joyful message. It was rather an urgent call for people to look up, to see and to follow the light that was coming into the world. You know, some time ago there was a certain worker with very good credentials, and he got a job painting a yellow line down the highway. But after 3 days, his supervisor complained. He said, "You know what? The first day you did real great. You painted that yellow line 3 miles. The second day was not bad. You did 2 miles. But look today, you only painted 1 mile. So my friend, bad news, you are fired." Well, on his way out of the supervisor's office, the fired worker looked back and said, "You know, it's really not my fault. Each day I got further away from the paint can." Now, of course, there is a reason for this story. Because, see, someone put it this way. He said, "Friend, if you do not feel as close to God as you used to, tell me, who moved?" And that brings us right into the meaning of our gathering here tonight. John's task is to help us get ready to meet the child in the manger. We actually cannot find our way to Bethlehem without the help of this man, John the Baptist. Actually, John points the way for us, because John's message is really for us. It's a call to examine ourselves. It's a call to waken us from our sense of complacency. To prepare our lives means to remove those things that clutter our lives and prevent us from being the people Jesus intends us to be. It means making some drastic changes in our lives, maybe right here and now, because there is not much time left. It is only when we clear back that clutter, make those drastic changes, and eliminate that smugness that we discover the true meaning of Christmas. There is one favorite story that I just love to tell from time to time, because it summarizes it all in one beautiful story. It's about the spirit of Christmas concerning a family including three children, and they were vacationing in France one Christmas. And the father later told his story. He said, "You know what? For 5 wretched days, everything had gone wrong with our vacation. And by the time Christmas Eve arrived, there was no Christmas spirit whatsoever left in our hearts. And besides, it was cold and raining as we went out to eat. And we found a drab little restaurant shoddily decorated for the holiday. And as we entered, we noticed that only 5 tables were occupied. 2 tables with German couples sitting there. There were also 2 French families. And there by the side sat one American sailor, all by himself. And in the other corner, a piano player was listlessly playing Christmas music. And on that particular Christmas Eve, no one in the restaurant seemed happy at all. The customers were eating in stony silence. The young sailor was writing a letter while he was eating. And then the waiter, to crown it all, brought someone the wrong meal. And at another table, the children started acting up. And then, to crown it all, suddenly an unpleasant blast of cold air interrupted them all. You know what? Through the door came an old flower woman. And she went from one table to another, trying to palm off her goods. "Flowers, monsieur, flowers. Only 1 franc, please, monsieur. Buy my flowers." But no one wanted any. Nobody bought any. So finally she gave up, and wearily she sat down and ordered a cup of soup, obviously all that she could afford. And then she said finally, "You know what? I haven't sold a single flower all afternoon." And then the piano player heard her, and he said, "You know what? My tipping plate is empty. Nobody gave me a thing today." So really it was not much of a Christmas feast. Only a cup of soup and an empty tipping plate. But then something out of the ordinary happened. Unexpectedly, the American sailor got up and he walked over to the old flower woman. "Happy Christmas," he said, smiling, and he picked out 2 corsages. "How much are they?" "Oh, 2 francs, monsieur." But then he handed her a 50 franc note. She looked in amazement, shook her head. "I don't have change, monsieur." The sailor leaned over. He gave the woman a kiss on her cheek and said, "This is my Christmas present to you. And then he took one of the flowers and he pressed it flat and he placed it in his letter that he was about to send home. And he took the other flower and he presented it to the mother of the three small children and quietly left the restaurant. And this really happened. A few seconds later, literally, Christmas literally exploded throughout that entire restaurant. The piano player began playing Silent Night, Holy Night. The flower woman jumped up. The mother of three suddenly appeared 20 years younger. And then the Germans fell in and they began singing in German, Silent Night, Holy Night. The French recognized the tune and the French couples began to sing in French, Silent Night, Holy Night. Just a few moments before, these folks were having a miserable evening. But you know what? Christmas came in the form of one fantastic deed by a sailor far away from home. And it ended up being the happiest, the very best Christmas Eve they ever had. Friends, this story for you. One deed of kindness, one at a time, can change the world. God's gift to us came in the form of the birth of Jesus. And for centuries afterwards, they would describe that birth, Emmanuel, God be with us. May this become the best Christmas you ever had. Amen.